Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Overreactions. Let's get into it. College and pro, some of the overreactions from the weekend. Miami will have a bye in the college football playoff. That D-line is real. The veteran quarterback on the road, the downfield weapons, they are as impressive as anybody in college football.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing that holds me back from, I don't do guarantees very often, but of guaranteeing this is Mario Cristobal. Like, he's got a track record of pulling some bonehead coaching moves. If he's learned from those, and maybe he has, This is the team that is going to come out of the ACC as ACC champs. I don't know that they lose, and if they don't, they're going to get a bye.
This is not an overreaction. I mean, I think they could lose a game and get a bye at this point. You know, especially considering what are we looking at? They got to win over Notre Dame. Notre Dame's probably going to end up being a playoff team if they win out, as disgusting as that is. You know, Miami's played some of the best football. You could argue they could be number one in the country right now.
So it all depends on who they would lose to.
I don't think that matters at this point. I when you look at the landscape of what's going to happen, the cannibalization of the SEC still that has to take place and what's happening to some of the teams there. I mean, to me, they look pretty firm right now unless they just go Miami like Miami did last year. This is different. Carson Beck, I really trust him at this point.
I do too, but let's just say in a couple of weeks they were to lose to Stanford. I think that would be one where you're like, maybe not.
But if that's the only loss, then they win out and win the ACC title. They're going to have a first-round bye. Maybe not the one seed, but they'll have a first-round bye, yeah. I Chase Brown, kids.
Where was he yesterday?
Had to face the Lions defense. Penn State and Texas should not be ranked and will miss the playoffs. Neither has beaten a Power 4 opponent, and we're into October. Neither team has a difference maker at quarterback, despite all the hype. And both defenses have not been as advertised. Both are going to lose at least one more football game.
Well, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but neither of them are ranked, right?
Correct.
So here's the deal. Not ranked in the AP, but both are ranked in the coaches poll, which is laughable.
Texas is at 19 and Penn State is at 22. So, you've got, depending on the poll that you looked at, a number one team and a number two team to start the season, unranked now. I don't think this is an overreaction at all.
This is not an overreaction. It's pathetic that they're ranked in that coach's poll right now. It just goes to show you that, you know, maybe they put in their ballot on Friday night. Seriously. It's sad. What world are we living in where these two teams deserve to be ranked right now? I don't think Texas stands a chance right now to make the playoff. Arch has too much growing up to do too fast. They get Oklahoma this week, right?
Yeah,
River.
Yeah,
and the schedule's just loaded. No, Texas would be a 4 or 5 loss team, I think. Penn State as a 3 loss team in the right world. Look, at the back end of this thing is going to be garbage. We saw it last year with the playoff and stuff. I would just say I don't think this is not an overreaction, but there could be a world where they could wiggle into the bottom.
Okay, and at the very end of the season, what's the one thing that's going to come up? Well, they lost to a team that hasn't won any games in UCLA. Didn't have a head coach. They had an offensive coordinator that didn't even know how to use his headset.
Yeah, they had Will Birchfield calling plays. He showed up 2 days beforehand. Anyway. Do you believe Jonathan Smith will not see a third year in East Lansing? Off a bye, they were sloppy. Two special teams blunders led to 14 Nebraska points. They can't develop an offensive line, so the quarterback's getting killed. The AD didn't hire him, and there's no fire or fight in East Lansing. This will be his last year to avoid staleness setting in.
No, he'll be back because if they fire him, he's owed $33 million. So no, it's not happening. The only thing that happened when Alan Holler decided to step down or they let him go and they brought in a new AD, it made it easier for Jonathan Smith to leave because his buyout's only $3 million. But that's if he goes somewhere else.
That's the only way he's gone, is if he goes somewhere else, right, since there's some sort of mutual parting here.
But
we just talked about the team
million.
Where he might go, UCLA, maybe, right?
Pasadena,
that's where he's
guy.
From.
Yeah.
This is an overreaction for now.
The Lions are the best team in the NFC. The Eagles rank 29th in yards per carry. The best offensive line in football got their quarterback sacked 6 times yesterday, a game where they blew a 2-touchdown lead at home. The Lions are the best in the NFC.
I'm not sure if I should abstain from this because I have to put my power search together Wednesday morning, and I think you're just trying to get a peek.
Fishing?
Yeah. No, I'll go ahead and answer this. Yeah, they are the best team in the NFC right now. They are operating on all three levels. Even when you have guys in the secondary that are down, their number one corner, they find ways to win games. Even when they don't operate as efficiently up front as you want them to, with 4 sacks on Jared Goff, a large part of that was the fact that they couldn't protect his backside with Giovanni Manu. They are the best team in the NFC right now.
I think this is an overreaction for now. I think it's way too much piling on the Eagles. And for what they have done, yesterday was not a good win or a good loss. I mean, look, they fell asleep at the wheel, to be honest. This happens in the NFL. Let me throw some numbers at you. The Eagles have two losses now since September 29th of last year. Two losses. One of them, Jalen Hurts didn't play. It was Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
They had won 20 of 21 football games in the NFL, including the playoffs.
Yeah, but this is where they are this week.
This is why this is labeled this, overreactions. They have the best roster in the NFL still. Now, do they have problems? They have to run the ball or this will change. And I will say if the Lions keep playing this way. But to do this after week one, after a team just lost its second game since September 29th of last year, is insanity. It's the stupid world we live in right now where people go crazy after one thing.
But it's not 1 week. The Lions, what they did to Baltimore is more impressive than anything Philly's done this season.
This isn't about the Lions. This is about the Eagles.
The first words out of my mouth were the Lions are the best team in the NFC.
They're not, because the best team has lost 2 games since September 29th of last year.
Well, if we were comparing the last 2 seasons, I would agree the Eagles are better. They won the Super Bowl. I'm comparing this season.
Guess what? That team's been to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years. They won one of them.
Okay, so maybe they got a better GM. And we can make an argument about head coach, but right now, this is the here and now.
Right, and they do maybe have a guard issue, and something to keep an eye on here since we're getting into the weeds here. Is there going to be a market for Sauce Gardner?
Maybe. I mean, they're the only winless football team. We'll get to them in a second. Doomy. The Jets didn't hire their version of Dan Campbell. They hired their version of Antonio Pierce. They're the last winless team in football. They're the first team in NFL history to start 0-5 and not have a single takeaway. They hired a defensive head coach. Rah-rah guy, but very little substance.
This is a gigantic overreaction. I think the issue that they have is they don't have a quarterback. Like, they tied their wagon, they're hitched their wagon to Justin Fields right now. And Justin Fields isn't a franchise quarterback.
But that
he never
explain,
has been, never will be.
That doesn't explain their defense.
This is a matter of setting a tone. And in year one of Dan Campbell, they went 3-13-1. And they started off this very similar. So, no, I'm not going to sit here and say that Aaron Glenn. In fact, I know both of these guys, and I played with Antonio Pierce. There is absolutely no comparison between Aaron Glenn and Antonio Pierce. It's almost offensive to me that you would even utter these words in the same sentence. There hasn't been an overreaction where I've been like, you know what, I really want to punch you. And this is one, because it's offensive to put those two guys in the same sentence.
Former player. Without results. I just think there's a danger in saying, well, every winless coach is going to be Dan Campbell.
Character,
there is one Dan Campbell.
And standard. You're talking about two guys with completely different character and completely different standard. I think Aaron Glenn will get it right. And I don't know how long it takes. I don't even know if they're going to give him enough time. But he will get it right.
This is a major overreaction. I couldn't agree with John more. Look, at 419 Campbell started at. And I overreacted and started questioning if he was the right guy for the job in that 1 week. Remember that, John?
Yep.
It was when they fell to the 1-6 in the second season. I'm like, at some point, you know, he's tracking to be Marty Morningweg. And then it turned. I agree, John, the character thing. And you got to know this, Jim. John has a list. And his list starts with Clinton Portis. We all know that. I haven't heard him say many bad things about guys that he's played against or knows about in the league. But he has done it with Antonio Pierce. Yep. Therefore, Antonio Pierce is high on this list as well. This is garbage.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It says Mew.
I got two more.
The Colts are the second best team in the AFC. 4-1 with a convincing win. They're winning by 14 points per game. It's the largest margin in the NFL.
I want to say it's an overreaction, but then I look and say, okay, well, who could I possibly put in front of them? The only thing I'll say about the Colts is, okay, look at their schedule.
Oh, you're going to do what the callers did to the Lions.
So the win against the Broncos is a good one. The loss against the Rams is a good one, but they've also beaten the Dolphins, the Titans, the Raiders. So has everyone else.
But decisively, convincingly, the way you're supposed to.
Cardinals haven't beaten the Titans.
No.
How awesome was that? Yeah. Ouch.
I don't know. I put them still right there, and I know the Chargers had a really bad day yesterday. Denver, I mean, don't sleep on Denver in that division. There could be three teams in the AFC West that are ultimately better than the Indianapolis Colts. I'm not going to throw the Chiefs out, the Broncos, or the Chargers. So I think this is a bit of an overreaction at this point.
Yeah, I think it's overreaction simply because I put them at three. I still put the Bills and Chiefs ahead of them.
Grit, 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 grit. Someone mentioned the Chargers. Mm-hmm. They're going to miss the playoffs. The offensive line's a real problem. They lost Slater before the year. Joe Alt is out. They've given up over 50 pressures the last 3 weeks. It's crippled their run game. It's put Herbert in a bad spot. And suddenly, their big lead in the division, it's gone. Denver's at 3-2. Kansas City could be 3-2 at the end of tonight.
They got a chance to get right going to Miami this week. And then they follow it up, and we'll get a chance to see Chargers, Colts. But then you think about the rest of their schedule, Vikings, Titans, Steelers, Jags, Raiders. Like, I don't think that they missed the playoffs, no.
I think this is an overreaction, but barely. And the reason I say that is it's not about them for me. It's about the AFC for me. And I can see this team backdooring a 9-8 seventh seed just because of the depth of the AFC. The fact that the Ravens have fallen off, if they recover, I think the Chargers miss. But I don't know if the Ravens can recover right now. How about them, Harbaugh?
Those are your overreact gems.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Rico Beard. Did you know the Valenti Show with Rico is not just a radio show, but also a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Catch the full episode, listen to individual hours, or just jump straight to the highlights. Open up your favorite podcast app, search for Valenti Show with Rico, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way on your time.